Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Real good, Corey LaJoy. Thanks for asking, bud. Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show on your radio. And as the fan upstate, howdy, y'all. Great to be with you. Hope everybody is just exceptionally well this AM. Hope that you are just living your best life, all right? Saturday, both the Great One and I will be living our best lives. I will be over in the wonderful city of Atlanta, Georgia. I will be over there doing a little bachelor party weekend. Little brother put together a wonderful weekend. Looking very much forward to it. Lonzo will be in Columbia, South Carolina. Because coming up on Saturday evening is the South Carolina Broadcasters Association's annual Star Awards. That is the awards ceremony for broadcasters by broadcasters, where we all pat each other on the back and tell each other how incredible we are. And we're all right when we do so. Lonzo and I up for a station record 3 combined star awards this year. We are up for Best Sports Talk Show in the state of South Carolina. Lonzo and I are up for Best Morning Show Team. Actually, it's personality or team in South Carolina.
Because yeah, personality should come before the team, obviously.
How you think I got here? And then I will obviously receive my second place award for Sports Broadcaster of the Year.
Yeah. Stay tuned to the social media. I will try to, unless I'm crestfallen, let everyone know.
Crestfallen?
Yeah, which could happen if I end up having to carry 4 second place trophies home, you know. But actually, one of them I won't get to hold. But we're really excited about it. I am still a little concerned about being going up on that stage by myself, but I don't have to talk, so just got to make sure I don't fall, accept the award, which is really going to be awkward, and then I'm going to walk off and get it. Here's the only problem I have: taking the picture for your singular award. And I'm not you.
You take the hell out of that picture.
Yeah, the other things, it's a team thing. But that one, that's just you. I mean, so what do I do with that? Just say no picture? Just have them take a picture of the... If you win, though, I'm going to act like I'm you for sure.
We did get an email from Harper yesterday after the show was over. He wrote me, he's like, yeah, I can probably get you the fathead. I was like,
Told a couple other people about that, and they thought it was hilarious, and they thought I absolutely would do it because I would.
Oh, for sure.
But here's the thing. If you were to do that, I'm going to have to make Will come up on the stage and carry the picture, because...
Just have him hold it in front of his own face?
Yeah. I would do that. He'll do it. And because they give you awards and a trophy, and I only got 2 hands. So I don't want to drop the important things.
I want you to know I'm working on it. Now, I yesterday ran out of a bunch of time. Not ran out of time. Well, I did run out of time for that particular task that I was hoping to accomplish. By the way, Harper, thank you very much for reaching out, bud. It was spectacular. We appreciate it. I ran out of time yesterday because yesterday afternoon, and this was pretty rad. Yesterday afternoon, our buddy Drew Ingraham, the assistant athletic director over at FU one time, FU two time, FU three times, Furman University, called me. He goes, "Hey man, I am about to go take a tour of the renovations of Timmins Arena. Would you like to come by and see it?" I was like, "Yeah, for sure, man." They are doing millions of dollars worth of renovation work to Timmins Arena. And yesterday, though, I got to go in there and check it out. It's going to be badass.
I do believe I was there when it first got built.
When was that?
Long time ago. I have to look. And I know there was something, I believe, on the campus that I was over there for. Obviously, 20-something years ago, I believe.
Were you trying to get into some classes?
I was there on assignment.
Taking like an art history class?
There on assignment.
I got to take a tour yesterday. Very good, like a bunch of cool stuff going on. Number one, they are transforming it. It is going to be a 360-degree arena. Yeah, there will be fans all the way around. Number two, and this I love, they're putting boxes, like luxury boxes and everything, but the boxes and everything.
By the way, it's 27 years old.
You were 27 years old?
No. It's 27 Timmins years is, old. And I've been here 27 years. So
You were 27 years ago.
Maybe I was. No, I wasn't. I was like 29, but still.
Close enough. It's going to be a wraparound arena. There's going to be a walk concourse that goes all the way around and then seats up to it. But here's the part I think is going to be great. The seats are like vertical. They're on the court. It is going to be an intimidating place for teams to come visit and play basketball because the seats are on the court, right? Like, they took me on the tour, got to go up to where the luxury boxes are getting built up. I was in one of the boxes. Dude, you're like over the scorer's table. Like, you can look down at the scorer's table. It's wild. That's going to be a scary place for people to go play basketball games against FU, and I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a beautiful arena. So I did a tour, and they allowed me to take some pictures of the arena, and I will be posting those next week. We're going to have Drew on to talk a little bit about what they're doing, talk a little bit about the upgrades to Timmins Arena, talk a little bit about what they see that building looking like down the line, and I'm stoked, man. That's going to be one of the best college basketball arenas that you'll ever go watch a game in. I'm stoked to see it when it is done. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how it finishes up. They are set to open and be ready for basketball season next year. The Dens playing their hoops at the Well this year. They'll be playing downtown at the Bonscore Wellness Arena this year while they finish up Timmins Arena. So next season, we'll kick off basketball season in the new, improved, updated Timmins Arena. It's going to be spectacular. So we'll have Drew on next week. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get there. By the way, if you are tuning in for Rashad Beard in 30 minutes, unfortunately, no Rashad Beard in 30 minutes. He has got called into his actual office job and can't make it today. We will get him lined up on the show next week since I am out tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. Lonzo, who was the best athlete so far of the 21st century? Who's the best athlete of the first quarter of the century?
You mean overall athlete, like in the world?
Yep.
Hmm.
It's the best athlete of the 21st century to date.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'm not going to push back on that. I accept. I saw it yesterday. It was glorious. It was everything I hoped it would be. I loved it. All right. The answer, according to ESPN, the number one ranked athlete of the 21st century, Lonzo, they say is Michael Phelps. 28-time Olympic medalist, 23 of them gold. Most medals at a single Olympics when he won 8 in 2008 in Beijing. 8 gold medals more than any athlete in a single Olympics while breaking world records in 7 of those 8 races. Eventually won 23 Olympic golds, became the most decorated Olympian of all time, effectively unbeatable. Number one athlete of the 21st century is Michael Phelps. Is that fair? A swimmer, Lonzo? Is that fair? I'll give you the next few.
I mean, it ain't like you can't look at him and go, well, that dude's not in shape, because he absolutely is. I mean, that's an amazing feat, what he did.
Freaking dolphin is what it is. Serena Williams checks in at number 2. Number 3, Lionel Messi. Number 4, LeBron James. Number 5, Thomas Christopher Wayne Alfred Brady. Number 6, Roger Federer. 2 tennis players in the top 10.
Hold on. We're talking about athletes. And Tom Brady is... No, this is a popularity contest. Never mind. I mean, because Tom Brady was great on the football field, but athletic compared to all those other guys? No. Maybe 20 years ago, when he wasn't like in his 40s.
Which is in this century.
Yeah, I guess.
That's in this century.
Yeah, but still, Tom Brady does not. Come on.
I don't say these words often.
You're wrong. When you say athlete, I'm thinking someone in shape, someone who could just jump from one sport to another, can do. And no, he is not that guy. Was he good at football? Yes. Was he good at cheating? If you consider that also a sport, yes. But athlete? No. Come on. Oh, man, this list just is stupid. Why do you have so many hater cuts? Whatever.
I really do have a lot of hater clips.
You do. And Tom Brady does not belong on this list. Everybody else does, but he does not.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the guy who has a fistful of Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, but you said that's not the important thing.
Sorry.
And we're talking about athletes.
A fistful of Super Bowl rings and needs the other hand for the other two.
Okay, anyway, we're talking about athletes. We're talking about athletics.
So no Patrick Mahomes on this list.
That's fine.
Got it.
No, that's fine too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because we're talking about athletes. All those other people are specimens.
Mm-hmm.
They are. If you line them up, if you were saying, hey, aliens, here's what the best looking human beings are. Here they are. You wouldn't put Dimple Chin in there with his. No. You are not going to dissuade me from this. You are not going to change my mind. He does not belong on this list. If you want to put him on the best football players of all time, that's fine. Oh, I am not angry. Yeah, the list, for sure. Yeah, it's just, I was there for everything. Some things a little more questionable than others as far as order goes. But as soon as you said that name, I'm like, come on, dude.
Tom Brady, number 5. Roger Federer, number 6. Simone Biles checks in at number 7. Tiger Woods, number 8. I can't put Tiger Woods on the list. He just plays golf.
You can't.
Can't put Tiger Woods up there. These are athletes.
When I think athlete, I think specimens. Tiger Woods, not one of those.
Tiger Woods was absolutely a specimen. Absolutely. Usain Bolt, number 9. Kobe Bryant, number 10. Novak Djokovic, number 11. Rafael Nadal, number 12. Ooh. Novi and Raffy. Cristiano Ronaldo, 13. Oh, Steph Curry, number 14 on the list. Katie Ledecky, 15. Tim Duncan, 16. Shaq Daddy, 17. Patty Mahomes, 18. Doesn't deserve to be on this list, though.
He doesn't. We're talking about athletes. We're not talking about athletic feats. We're talking about athletes. We're talking about, I mean, I need to know what the criteria for this list is. What did they say? How they compiled it?
Let's see. I'll go look. Why not? Let's
you mean
see.
You don't already know, Mr. Science
no,
Guy?
No, I was just going with an ESPN list here, all right? They said ranking the top 100 most accomplished athletes.
Okay, see, that's different. That's not what you said.
I didn't read the article. I just started reading the list.
All right, all right. So strike everything I just said because human error came into play here. And someone didn't read the thing entirely, so I went on the information that I was given. I apologize, Tom Brady.
The list headline is ranking the top 100 professional athletes since 2000. They say ranking the top 100 most accomplished athletes since 2000 wasn't quite so easy after all, but it sure was fun, end quote. They did this, let's see, 25 years ago, ESPN Sports Century Project ranked the top 100 North American athletes of the 20th century. Michael Jordan came in first, followed by Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, and Wayne Gretzky. Ruth should have been number one, but hey, I'm a baseball writer, writes whatever dork that wrote that sentence. Babe Ruth wasn't even the best athlete of Babe Ruth's day. Are you kidding me? Get out of here with that. That's weak. He said we also ranked a horse. Secretariat came in at number 35. Let's see here.
Are you not going to complain about the horse being on the list?
No, Secretariat was absolutely a beast. I just think horse racing is stupid.
Was he a great athlete among the other horse
amongst
athletes?
Amongst all the horse elites?
Yeah. Okay.
Of all the horse athletes, he was the best horse athlete.
Okay. All right.
I've been called a part of a horse before.
You were thinking I was for the last 10 minutes, at least.
I'm still going to say the list, even if we just went greatest athletes, I'm good with the list. All right? I'm good with the list.
The accomplishment part, if that was said at the beginning of the thing, then I would have had nothing to say.
Lewis Hamilton, number 19. Aaron Dottle, number 20. Diana Taurasi, 21. Sidney Crosby, 22. KG, Kevin Garnett, 23. Albert Pujols, 24. Floyd Mayweather, 25. Say Hey Pepe, Peyton Manning, 26. Randy Moss, 27. Nikola Jokic, 28. Little low.
Let's check it out in 10 years. And then he'll be higher up on the list probably after he wins like four or five more MVPs.
Michael Schumacher, 29. Mike Trout, number 30.
Wait. Again, accomplishment. Accomplishment. I got to stop myself. Accomplishment. Yes, Michael Schumacher should be under for accomplishment.
You coming after the racing guys now? They're not athletes.
At first I thought he was a jockey and then I remembered he wasn't.
Mike Trout, 30. Clayton Kershaw, 31. Clayton Kershaw. Last night, did not strike out a batter, which ended the longest consecutive streak of games with at least one strikeout at 423 games. His streak of games where he struck out at least one batter dates back to 2008. I'm good with him being on this list. Brazilian soccer player Marta at 32, Miggy Cabrera 33, Tamika Catchings at 34, D. Wade 35, Maya Moore 36, Ichiro Suzuki 37, Barry Bonds at 38. Interesting. KD 39, Verlander 40, Dirk is not 41. Dirk's got to be at like 25, man. Dirk was a goat. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 42. A-Rod, 43. Mikayla Shiffrin, 44. David Big Poppy Ortiz, 45. Max Scherzer, 46. Jimmy Johnson, 47. Thierry Henry, 48.
Jimmy Johnson, the racer, not the...
Correct. Okay. Not the coach.
Okay.
Thierry Henry, 48. Ayatana Bonmati, 49. Zinedine Zidane, number 50. So there's your top 50 athletes of the century so far, presented by ESPN, but not Lonzo. He doesn't like the list at all.
Again, if the host would have read it correctly.
My man played till he was 100. Of course he's a great athlete. We'll take a look at the next five Panther games when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So we're walking through the Carolina Panthers 2024 schedule. We will be live at Panther Fan Fest tonight in Clemson, South Carolina. The Real Diesel and I will be doing Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel Without Cole Bryson with Rob Brown this evening from Panther Fan Fest. We have got a bunch of stuff coming up for you. Steve Smith Sr. going to join the show. Anish Roth, the voice of the Panthers, will join the show. We are angling to get some other big guests, hopefully a couple of current players on the show as well. So make sure you tune in to the Fan Upstate this evening from 3 to 7 p.m. for a little Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel Without Cole Bryson with Rob Brown from Panther Fan Fest. Going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event this evening, and I'm looking forward to getting down there and doing a show with Diesel from Fan Fest. But in the meantime, we are going top to bottom the Panthers' schedule and making our predictions. We have gotten through the first 10 games. After 10 games, Rob Brown's got them at 5-5. Lonzo's got them at 6-4. A couple of games on the right side of 500 for the great one, Lonzo. Let us continue that little adventure. As it stands right now, I've got wins over the Chargers, the Falcons, the Commanders, the Broncos, and the Saints. I've got losses to the Saints, the Raiders, the Bengals, the Bears, and the Giants. Lonzo's got a win over New Orleans, Las Vegas, Chicago, Washington, Denver, and New Orleans, and losses against the Giants, the Falcons, the Bengals, and the Chargers. We have made it through 10 weeks. Let's finish up this hour by rolling through the end of the schedule. We begin with week 11. That is the bye week for the Panthers. We roll on to week 12, November 24th. That is when the Carolina Panthers will take on Lonzo's Kansas City Chiefs. That game is at home. Patty Mahomes and Mr. Taylor Swift coming to Charlotte for this one, Lonzo.
By the way, have you seen the college player who looks and acts just like Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-mm.
You need to look. I think was it Nebraska or Oklahoma? I can't believe one. I can't remember which one. Yeah, it was in the news a bunch yesterday. He showed up to camp, same hair, same everything, and said he wants to model his game, which is not a bad thing. Modeling his game after
that's
Kansas
respectful.
City. Yeah. So I said all that because his game is not going to be close. Chiefs, obviously.
Yeah, Chiefs, obviously. I'm going to agree with that. So that's going to bring 5-6 for me, 6-5 for Lonzo. I don't think we need to spend a ton of time on that one, right? Like, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah, we do.
Week 13, Tampa Bay. That game's in Charlotte. We got
to
go.
Yeah, but it's going to be, unless we get passes, that actually will be a game it will be hard to go to, probably.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That might be a game we put in for credentials. Not going to lie. Week 13, December 1st, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit Charlotte, North Carolina. It is the first of a pair of matchups with the Bucs in a five-week span. December 1st, 4:05 p.m., the Buccaneers visiting Charlotte. Great one. I don't believe in Tampa Bay this year. I believe in Baker Mayfield. But I don't believe in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm actually going to give the Carolina Panthers the dub at the house over Tampa. That moves them to 6-6 for me. We got a 500 ball club.
All right, I'm going to give the Panthers a loss here just because of Canales' knowledge of Tampa Bay. I think it's going to hurt them in the first game, not necessarily the second game, but the first game. I think it's going to hurt them, and Carolina will win.
I thought you were going to give Carolina the L. You're going to give
Carolina the win here.
Okay.
I'm not in the next game. But
week
still.
14, up to the city of brotherly love on December 8th at 1 in the afternoon when the Panthers take no primetime games for Carolina this year, by the way.
They don't deserve them. I mean, you can't be critical of it. The fact that they were the worst team in the league last year, they don't deserve it.
That's fair. Hand them the L here. I'm giving them the L to Philly. If this was in Carolina, I'd have to think about it. Honestly, I'd probably still hand them the L because this football team's pretty good. Now, is Jalen Hurts him? I don't know. A lot of questions to be answered this year, but I'm going to go ahead and hand the L to the Cats against the Eagles.
I mean, how much of a loss will Kelce be from a leadership standpoint? It won't be such a loss that will help them lose to Carolina. Carolina will lose this game for sure.
For sure. We go to week 15. This is December 15th. The Dallas Cowboys come back to Arlington Stadium, Carolina edition. There's going to be a lot of silver and blue in that stadium. Unfortunately, there's going to be a star affixed to most of it, I think. I've never worried about Dallas in the regular season. Dallas is good in the regular season. They will be again here. Stick another L on the Cats.
I hope Cole's back in the United States so he can hear me say Dallas is the Kings of Mid. But they're going to be better than Carolina.
Correct. Yeah. Could not agree more. Week 16, the Cats come back to the house, the bank, invaded by Kyler Murray in the battle of short king QBs. Let's just get it out there before Lonzo giggles like a schoolgirl into the microphone. I'm back and forth. I'll give Carolina the win at the house over Arizona.
I'm just curious who would run faster with this cell phone. I'm probably going to go with Kyler there, but not for the game. I'm going to go with Carolina to win the game.
Week 17. As we roll to the end of the schedule, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, December 29th. It is the second matchup against the Bucs in a five-week period. This time down in sunny Central Florida, and I will give Carolina the L on the road. I basically, for the NFC South games, split them up. Carolina wins three at the house, lose three on the road. They take the road trip L to the Bucs, who may still be in NFC South contention and playing football at this point.
Canales no longer factors into this game. Tampa Bay wins.
Okay. And we wrap it up. Week 18. Do not have a time on this because obviously it will depend on playoff impact here. The Atlanta Falcons on the road are the Carolina Panthers to wrap up NFC South play in Week 18. Going to stick another L on this one. Great one.
Yeah, at this point, Atlanta will have already won the division.
And you know what?
It might be resting their guys, but I still am going to go with Atlanta.
Yeah, I factored that in.
You might actually get to see the rookie at this point.
I factored that in as this might be a good spot for Michael Penix to make his debut. It really might be a good spot for Michael Penix to make his debut here because I agree with you. I think Atlanta's got the division wrapped up going into Week 18. Now, it is going to depend on Tampa. It would behoove Carolina to win against Atlanta. You can't factor this when you're putting a game together. But in the grand scheme of things, it would behoove Carolina to drop Tampa twice in those two games and take them out of the mix. Because if Tampa's not contending with the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta will have the NFC South wrapped up in, before week 18, not going into it. And if that ends up being the case, Atlanta might be on playoff prep rest. I'm still going to stick the L there, okay? Because you're going to get the starters for a minute, and I think Michael Penix Jr. is going to be just fine. So I'm going to stick the L there. Don't be shocked if I'm wrong about that one. Don't be shocked if I got that one wrong. So when it's all said and done, let's do this. Let's run to a break. When we come back, I'll tell you what the total's wrapped up to be. We'll tell you what the win-loss total is for the great one. The win-loss total is for Rob Brown. We'll go up and down the schedule, and we will ask you, are we being overly optimistic for Carolina here? I think it's a possibility. I do. I've been excited for this team since Dave Canales showed up. His first hire I actually really like. But are we being overly optimistic, or are our predictions fair? We'll talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So Lonzo and I have walked through the schedule of the Carolina Panthers, and here is how we have got it turned out. Lonzo has given credit for 8 wins. 8 wins for the Carolina Panthers. That brings their total record to 8-9, according to the great one. I've got them at 7-10. So here's my question. With an over-under win total this year set by Vegas that started at 4.5, gamblers jumped all over it. It ended up pushing that win total from 4.5 up to 5.5. I've got him at 7 wins. Lonzo's got him at 8 wins. Are we being overly optimistic right now? I don't think we are, but also I'm the one that made the picks. I'm the one that made my picks. I don't think we're being overly optimistic. I think it's got all the potential laid right in front of it. I think all the potential is right there to be a very good football team. Yeah, I won't say very good. To be an average football team, which for this team, average would be a wonderful step up in quality from the past couple of years. I think it's got the weapons. Now, I am also going to say, great one, this record is hinged on the assumption that Xavier Legette is going to step up. Because
I think it's more about Bryce Young. I really do. If he can improve over last year, which there's a lot to improve, I think if his feet get right and he's able to complete more passes, I know how that sounds, but I also believe it's going to be a running team. And we'll see what they do there. I don't think this is on the defense. It's on the offense. And they have the potential to win as many games as either one of us said. They also have the potential to do the same thing they did last year. We just do not know.
I
think I was more optimistic last year. So, and I'm shocked that I picked them to have that many wins. But it's quality of opponent, too. And as you pointed out, the 10th easiest schedule, I mean, you know.
10th easiest. And as far as last year's win-loss totals, which is how we dictate strength of schedule, the other teams that are kind of in that market, in that range of the market, are all about the same, right? So you're looking at relatively middle of the pack when it comes to strength of schedule. I will say this. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with the growth and development of Bryce Young. Obviously, it's going to hinge on if he is more comfortable this year running the offense, if he's more comfortable in the pocket. All these things I agree with. But as I've said 1,000 times and will 1,000 more, Bryce Young is not Tom Brady. Bryce Young is not a dude that can take a Wes Welker and turn him into a Pro Bowler. He's just not. Now, it's not to say he can't be that guy long term.
We don't know that for sure. He hasn't had the time to do that. If he gets the time to do that, maybe he can be that guy.
Maybe he can down the line, for sure. Do I think he's doing it
year 2?
Maybe
we'll see that he's as good as Nicole thought he was.
Do I think he's doing that in year 2? No, I don't think he's there yet. And this is why I have said a lot of times so far, to sit here and pretend like a quarterback isn't made or broken by his weapons, to me, is frankly kind of silly. If you ask a quarterback to go out there and throw the football, my question is, was always will be, who's he throwing to? Right? That is why I'm leaning on Xavier Leggett to kind of be a dude. You made the move to go get this guy. You made the move to bring this guy in. You made the move to make him wide receiver number one down the line. You're allowing Adam Thielen, I think, to move back to his natural slot wide receiver position. You have set up for the talent that you have. You've set them all up. But I think you need a John Mingo growth year. I think you are asking on a rookie to step up and not be good, be great. I think you're asking for a rookie to step up and to be great in year number one. And I don't know that I want to rely on that. So I will say this. By probably week 3 or 4, you will at that point play a couple of homers, a couple of roadies. I think we'll have a better idea of what the talent level around Bryce Young is going to shape up to be. It's got to be better than last year, all right? Just in terms of what he had to or not to work with last year, Bryce Young was working with an empty cupboard last year. Not just with an empty cupboard, but with an empty cupboard that was being coached and directed by a guy earlier in the season who just didn't get it, and by a coach later in the season that was asked to step into a dumpster fire inside of a slightly larger dumpster fire and do something with it, which that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So because of that, I feel like 7-10 is the best I can do. I can't get you to 8 wins. I can get you to 7. And I get you to 7 with the acknowledgement that if we don't see Keon Coleman jump up, if we don't see John Mingo take a step forward, if Adam Thielen ends up having to make his way back over to wide receiver one because nobody else can do it? I got bad news. I got bad news about where you're headed next. It'll be right back to the dunk tank, okay? It'll be right back to the dunk tank because what you're working with now, I'm not saying that it's a guarantee. It's absolutely not that they get to even seven wins. I think seven is me being about as optimistic as I can be. But I think it is going to be a lot of wide receiver growth to get there. I think it is going to take a lot of wide receiver growth to get there. I think it's going to take a couple of dudes stepping up to be absolute dudes. I think it is going to take a couple of guys that have got to become a Bryce Young outlet. A couple of guys that can be in the moment for Bryce Young to get comfortable. To be able to develop, to have guys that he trusts. And for the record, a lot of that is going to have to do with Dave Canales understanding and drawing this up the correct way. A lot of this is going to have to do with Dave Canales, as he's already said he's going to, finding the comfort level with Bryce Young, finding Bryce Young's comfort level, finding the things, the offense inside that Bryce Young is used to, is comfortable with, and developing that to Bryce Young. Zach popped into the stream chat, said they got to run the ball more to let Bryce be effective in the passing game, and the O-line has got to protect him more than last year when he got hit a lot. Well, what did the Panthers do in the offseason? I wish they would have done maybe a little bit more to add to the running back stable, right? You got Chuba Hubbard. You did go get John Brooks, but John Brooks is coming off of that ACL injury from last year. And so what John Brooks is going to be capable of, and maybe more importantly, when he'll be capable of it, is a big old fat question mark right now. I think John Brooks has got it in him. I'll tell you who I heard somebody use as a comp for John Brooks once, a comparative player, was Todd Gurley at the NFL level, and I really like that. I really like that comp. I think that's a good fit. But we don't know when he's available. We don't know when he's available, how he'll be available. Is he fully? Is he 100%? Is he a guy you got to protect, a guy you got to limit carries for? I don't know. I will say this. They added to the guard spots, Damian Lewis, Robert Hunt both coming over, which to me was the weak spot last year on a bad offensive line. That was the bad part of a bad offensive line. So you addressed a couple of the needs. I still do think you have got to make sure that Bryce Young's comfortable in the offense and that Dave Canales is comfortable calling a game for Bryce Young that allows Bryce Young to get, be, and stay comfortable. You do those things, I think seven wins is genuinely a realistic possibility. I don't think we're being overly optimistic here.
I don't think so either. Zachlin also said, don't we have Miles Sanders and Rashid Penny? He retired yesterday.
Rashad Penny retired.
Sorry.
He stepped away. Penny retired. So your running back depth chart right now, I think Chuba Hubbard's one. I think Miles Sanders is two. Here's the thing. We all saw what you overpaid Miles Sanders to do last year. Do I think Carolina made a bad decision bringing Miles Sanders in? No, I do not. Miles Sanders was a guy who was a Super Bowl caliber running back like a year before. All right. I don't have an issue with Carolina rolling the dice on Miles Sanders. But what I will have an issue with is not recognizing that it didn't work and going back to that well. Can't do that.
Here's one thing about it. Chuba Hubbard was used to going through a ton of coaches, and Miles Sanders was not. I just want to believe that factored into it.
That's fair. I think you've got to lean on the game, on the run game. I totally agree. I will tell you one thing that concerns me quite a bit. What concerns me quite a bit is you got to lean on the run game with a stable of running backs that are good but not great, right? Miles Sanders was disappointing. Chuba Hubbard is, I think, should probably, and we'll know tonight when we're live at Panther Fan Fest down in Clemson, Chuba Hubbard should be RB1. Do we disagree? Is that an agreement? Are we in agreement with that? Chuba Hubbard should be RB1 coming into the season?
Every coach comes in and moves him back. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, does he not practice as hard as the other guys or something? When he gets in the game, he runs hard and he does a real good job, but it seems like coaches move him back when they take over the team. We know because there have been multiple coaches. So I don't know. I would think, yes, he should be number one, but we'll see.
We will. I think he should be. I think he can be. I think he will be. We'll find out. But I think the biggest problem you bump into is you've got a necessity for the run game. I don't trust the running backs. And if the running backs can't do anything special this year, Bryce Young basically gets hung out to dry, man. Basically gets hung out to dry at that point.
By the way, I do this daily, but stop listening to me, phone, because now my top thing on X is Rashad Penny retired this week. Hasn't been on there since he retired. Suddenly we say it, and it's up there. Whatever. Phone.
I don't think there's much that I like more than watching Lonzo's constant fight against tech. It's my favorite thing. It's the best. Hey,
should I break news about Travis Kelce getting a 99 on Madden?
It's what? It's him. It's Tyreek.
Do you have a problem with it?
No.
Okay.
All right. I mean, as the tight ends go, he's the only one. Kittle.
Kansas City just threw up a thing on X about it.
I mean, giving him anything less would have been
disrespectful.
Sports flash.
Wow, look at you. With music this time, which makes it a lot better. The U.S. men's basketball team won their second group stage game, 103-86 over South Sudan, behind 18 points off the bench from Bam Adebayo and 14 from Kevin Durant. LeBron James recorded 12 with 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Jason Tatum played 17 minutes after not playing in game 1, while Joel Embiid saw no action. Steph Curry took the night off, going 0-for-6 beyond the arc and like making one other is bad. Bench him forever. The U.S. women's soccer team has moved on to the quarterfinals with a 2-1 win over Australia behind goals from Trinity Rodman and Corbin Albert. The win sets up a knockout round matchup with Japan. And make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. as Wire to Wire comes to you live from Panther Fan Fest. Diesel and special guest Rob Brown will talk with Panthers players and coaches about the upcoming season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.